has won.
He's the new US Open champion.
Congratulations to Brooks.
Thank you,
TK, for that update. I haven't got the score sheet in front of me. This is Sky Sports Radio, as I said. We'll be back at 10:30.
Got more than one horse on your mind? Bundle all the runners you love in the one prize, and if any of them win, you win. Plus, combine your bundle bets into a multi and get even greater odds. And it doesn't just end at racing. Add your bundle bet racing legs together with all your favourite sports to create the ultimate multi. So place a bundle bet multi for more excitement, more runners, and more chances of winning today. Tab. We love a bet. Gamble responsibly.
Stratum Star, a dual Group 1 winner from coast to coast.
Stratum Star's hit the front, he's won it.
You can see him in the yard, he's a beautiful horse, and he's tough, he's sound, he's got everything you want in a racehorse, so I'm sure he'll make a great stadium.
But Stratum Star on the back up, he's too good.
He's just got the best attitude, he's really the perfect horse, really.
Stratum Star, by a Golden Slipper winner and champion sire of two-year-olds. Standing at tremendous value this season for $11,000, including GST. Visit Witham.com.
Enjoy black type racing at Rosehill Gardens from some of the best vantage points on course. Ranging from the affordable to the exclusive, settle in for a day of racing action at one of the fabulous trackside dining options at Rosehill Gardens. Ever-changing seasonal menus, race day themed street food vendors and tailored corporate packages will have you and your guests enjoying the best race day entertainment. Hospitality packages start at only $99. Book your place today at the atc.com.au.
Inglis Digital Monthly Options, the latest online thoroughbred sale, offering flexibility and ease to buy and sell thoroughbreds through the most reliable and trusted source in the marketplace. Sale opens 3 p.m. Friday, June 23 at inglisdigital.com.
Provides the perfect home office solution with a bonus print and protect pack with any Intel laptop purchase. Take advantage of the small business tax deductions and head to Bingley.
Sky Sports Radio now presents Racing HQ. Setting up your racing day with race news, interviews, track reports, previews and tab markets.
Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Racing HQ for this Monday, June 19. Sean having a couple of weeks off, so looking forward to helping you today with racing at Goulburn, at Donald. We've got previews as well for lots of other race meetings after 11 o'clock. The Bathurst Greyhounds will have all that information for you. And looking forward a little while later in the morning into the afternoon to reflect a bit more, like the boys have done, on Punters Postmortem with particularly Alex Steadman from Racing and Sport. But for the next 25 minutes or so, we're going to preview our New South Wales meeting at Goulburn. And it's been a very chilly start out there. Robin Fife is joining us from the club. Morning to you, Rob.
Good morning, Andrew.
Good to talk to you. Bit chilly this morning?
Oh, yes, and very foggy. But we do have a top temperature of 14 degrees and sunshine predicted. So let's hope that rolls on pretty quickly.
Let's hope so. So is the fog still around?
It is quite heavy, actually. Visibility's not great, but it's slowly clearing. So the first race is 11:40, and I'm hopeful that everything will be fine for that to start on time.
Let's hope so. Looking at my bureau here, it's about 3 degrees, warming to a top of 14 at Goulburn. So let's hope that let's just hope the fog goes away.
It will. I'm confident it will. We've got a good mix of races today with three maidens, combined with some strong benchmark and class 1 and 2 races, some trainers coming from city, provincial and country today. All is set for a nice day of racing. The rails have been moved. The tracks are soft five. So we're confident it's going to all go well for us.
Okay, so a soft five and the rails at 2.5 metres?
It's been adjusted to 2.5 metres for the entire circuit for today's meeting. And just one more thing, Andrew, while I think of it, we've named our first race today. The follow us on Twitter at Goulburn Races Maiden Handicap. So we're encouraging trainers, owners and the general public to follow our Twitter address more regularly these days. That's the way we get our messages across, so please sign on and keep following us on Twitter.
Yeah, it keeps you right up to date. Many race clubs are now jumping on, which is fantastic. All right, well, good luck. We'll stay in contact. Mitch Manners is calling the program with us, and John Scorse is about to join us. So let's hope the fog does lift by the time we get horses in the yard for the set time of the first at 11:40. Thanks a lot, Robin.
Thanks, Andrew.
Robin Fife from the Goulburn Race Club. John Scorse is there. Hope you can see the form, John, with all that fog. Good morning, John.
Hey, I'm still in the car with my UGG boots and the heater on and the motor going and everything. It's very, very cold. We had this two meetings ago here, Andrew. Well, the first race was running pretty thick fog, and I think Mitchell Manners, he'll be up for the job. He done a great job calling Sydney on Saturday, so the ball will be in his court to call the first. Mate, I don't know whether it's going to lift until probably after midday or so, but we're going to end up with a nice sunny day after that. So, look, always great to be. It's been a great punter's track, and it's been terrific to us on the tip in the past, Goulburn. You get the good form, a lot of the Sydney form here, and all the Sydney boys down. Corey Brown down with some good rides today, Andrew. I don't know the last time Corey rode it to Goulburn, but look, all the boys love riding here. It's just a fabulous track. They all get their chance. So a little wonder there. It's a good drive down. Plenty of reasons to get to Goulburn.
Yeah,
one of them,
exactly.
Lots of weather.
No, but as you say, once the fog goes, it'll be okay through the afternoon. All right, well, let's have a look at them, John. The eight races kicks off at 11:40, and with Tab Fixed Odds, number one, Kingston, currently 4.80. Seed the Sun at 17. Bride and May, number four, at 3.60. Platinum Pulse at 11. Sunnies at 19. Captain Rider, 18. The favourite is number nine, Cartel, 2.70 and 1.30. And Invincible Dream at $6.50. So at the moment, John, the locally trained Cartel for Danny Williams is the fixed odds favourite.
Yeah, Andrew, look, tricky little race, the first. I'm going to go with the race experience here. 4.917 for me. I'm with Bryden May for Scott Ashbury, Nick Haywood, a Spitzel filly. And look, the first run at Wyong was okay. It showed a fair bit of pace there. And then it went round, of course, in the English sprint, a heavy there, so it was up on the speed again. It's gone to the paddock. The Spitzels probably will improve on that first up racing preparation, and it looked good at the trials recently. So from the end of, or gate two, it's got the blinkers off today, and Nick Haywood, he's been in great form. So, look, I'll go with it, but gee, good respect for Cartel, for Danny, the two-year-old. He was pretty good at the trials back in February. That was a very solid heat behind... And he wasn't asked to do anything beyond serious suspensions and, of course, missed out, come out and raced okay after that as well. So, look, Danny's given a bit of a rest, he's presuming here, and, look, no official trial, but you've got to keep in mind they have jump outs here each week on the grass. So I'm certain I would have had a couple of those. We might grab Danny for Sky Thoroughbred Central. He's always good with his time and have a chat to him about its progress. I've got it second in the tips, but the market's going to tell us a little bit more when we get closer to the race, and particularly when they parade as well. I look at the top weight Kingston now with Johnny Higgins. This is a former Waterhouse horse. Only had one run for John, but his form last trip was okay, and it's got those inside that inside gate today. Blinkers will stay on it. And seven Sunnies, a filly by Harada Sun. I thought the trial was okay. It didn't really fire that much. It was well beaten, but everything was well beaten the day Il Bandito won that maiden at the Carnival, Andrew. So it might be open to improvement off a little bit of a freshen up. 4.917 in the first, mate.
Okay, and we'll certainly watch the markets as we get closer to that first race. Now, the market certainly changed in race two, the class two over 1,000 when Il Bandito came out. The current fixed odds market, number two, Springer for Joe Pride. It's the fixed odds favourite, 3.50 and $1.95. Too Fast for Love, 6.50. Stolen Time, 6.50. Wamira, 3.70. Bite the Media, 5. Salesman at 13 and McKellar again for Danny Williams at $9.50. Now, as I say, the market did change, but Wamira number five, it's been a good mover, John. 4.60 into the current price of 3.70 and certainly is threatening Springer, who's been a bit easy this morning, 3.40 out to 3.50.
Yeah, Andrew, look, I stayed with Spring. I would have loved to have seen Il Bandito go around again here, but he'll keep for another day. 2, 5, 6, and 8 for me, Andrew. I'm going to stay with Spring. I was good on debut when it won its maiden at Wyong that day, beat C. Bloom, and then only was fair at all. He wasn't disgraced in a class one there before a break, and it's had two trials to fit it up for this. So I'll go Spring up with Jay Ford for Joe Pride here. But, yeah, good respect for Wamira. Gee, she's got a nice team of horses here, Wendy Roach, and this is the smart missile. Paul Perry had this, and the form around it was very good, just beaten by Pandaya. She's gone some nice races since then, and, of course, beat Team Dillamore. It won at Canberra one day by about 100 yards, and that was a bit over a bit further. look, probably had enough by Flower, someone that was a beaten favourite before a break. But resuming here, and again, no official trial, but keep in mind what I said, it would have had a couple of those jump outs. Corey Brown in the saddle, the inside gate, it's going to run well. Bite the Media for Miracle. Look, she's well placed in a race like this. She's a consistent mare. 16 placings, only two wins. A few of those have been pretty narrow defeats. But look, probably the right trip for the 1,000. And she's off a bit of a freshen up as well. She was okay last time behind Lion Cochon on a home track. And look, I'll throw McKellar into the four. Like, I didn't fire a shot behind Il Bandito. Its only other run was very good. It was off a long break, only one trial as well, so it might improve a little bit today with the claim it gets in with 51 kilos. But looks a match between these two. 2, 5, 6, 8 for me, Andrew.
Righto. To race 3, the maiden handicap here over the 1,300, and with tab fixed odds, number 1, Kuiper Belt, an outsider at 41. Mugger Rock also the same at $51. 5, Caribbean at 19. Fortune's Path at 26, Greenspan at $9, Tarosso at 6. The favourite is Peter Robles runner, number 10, Western, 280 and 140 right now with tab fixed odds. Cape Wickham at 480, Redabeel 12, Bella Deluxe at 550, and Mateship is at $19. So as I told you, John, the favourite is number 10, Western. It's been 290 to 280 this morning. The one that's tightened this morning is Bella Deluxe. It opened 8.50 today, and it's now 5.50 for Peter and Paul Snowden.
Yeah, I didn't know what to make of its trials, but I've seen a few of those do that before, and race day's a different beast, isn't it?
Yeah.
Andrew, look, outside Western, I didn't know which way to go here, but I had to go with him. He's got the good gate and everything. 10, 12, 9 and 11 for me. I'll give him a chance here, Western. Look, for Peter Robel, and some of his runs are okay. The Scone run, Newcastle was okay there. Look, I think overall his form's good enough to win a maiden here, and he's got the right gait, so he can give himself the right type of run. Adam Hyronum's been in great form, the hippo. So, look, I'll go with him on top, but more questions than answers about the rest of them. I thought Redabeel might improve here. I didn't mind that maiden run behind Mad Fox and Acquittal. I think that they run good time. I think they both go okay, the two that beat at home. And it's definitely going to improve getting up to 1,300, of course, of Savabeel. So I got a second in the tip. I thought Tarosso for Peter and Paul, of course. A couple of the trials are only fair, but as I mentioned, the same boat as the bottom one, the Bella Deluxe. The trials have been average, but it might go a bit better at the races. Cape Wickham's the one that interests me with the blinkers on. Look, went round in that Magic Million classic on Medina there, and it was off the track the whole way. A couple of nice trials, and then down the track at Rose Hill, they went back on it, of course, through the outside gate. So come from the inside with the blinkers on, and Corey Brown in the saddle. I got it best of the rest, but geez, look, don't miss the late mail here, and I'll be keen to have a look at these in the yard, and the market's going to tell us a lot more close to race time. 10, 12, 9, 11, Andrew.
Yeah, if you look at the tab fixed odds at the moment, as I mentioned, Western's the favourite. It's been 320 to 280. Tarosso's been 6. It got into 5 at one point. It's back out to 6. And Bella Deluxe, the stablemate for the Snowdens, as I say, opened this morning at 8.50, now 5.50. So they've nibbled at a few. We'll wait and see how it plays as we approach race 3 at 10 to 1. Let's move to race 4, the Goulburn Marketplace Maiden, over the 1,500 metres. With tab fixed odds, we got a shorty here for John Bateman. Common Purpose, number 1 at $1.65. Faith in Beers at 18. Angle Tap, 81. Fair Lightning, 4. Stitched Up at 15, down to 9 Crimson Sun at 11, Bless Him at 26, Freeman's Reach at 51, Fortune Time at 26, number 14, The Big Dreamer, 17, Masking at 34, and then a couple of the major outsiders, Duchess of Dubai, 101, and Neil Salinas at 51. So looking at the tab fixed odds, John, Common Purpose, it opened today at $1.90, and it's now $1.60.
Oh, he's been killing us, Andrew. But look, 4 starts, 4 seconds. I'm going to butter up again. I can't make him a good thing or anything like that. And I doubt I could take the $1.65. If you did, you'd probably be watching this with your hands over your eyes. 1, 5, 14, and 9. Look, he was a bit keen mid race there the other day. This fellow, when he led to Common Purpose, it was the first time he drew a gate. His other runs that I've mentioned a million times, he's been most unlucky. start number five for him. He's had genuine excuses just about every time, but it's wear and thin with the punters. I don't know whether they'll try and get a sit today with him, Andrew, but he was pretty keen mid-race, as I mentioned, in his most recent start. And I don't think it was any disgrace for Danzy to get him down late. So he's going to be well fancied in the last. So he just might have run into a few nice ones and awkward runs. But I'm going to go again. I'll go Common Purpose on top, hopefully a tease day. Look, five fair lighting. I thought this was not bad. It was a bit one-paced there at Hawkesbury last time, but our anniversary has come out and won again since. And the run before that at Canberra was a beauty beyond Pink Moscato from that wide gate. So I think gate one for today, it should get all the favours. And they've just got to run one, too, these two, or tear the former. It's a big dreamer. It's had quite a few chances. Gee, it looked home at Cessnock the other day. Was run down late in the piece there. But, look, it's going to probably put itself up there. It's reasonably drawn. Jess Taylor, she's been in good form. It's going to run well again here. It's got to go into the exotics. And nine, Crimson Sun. I didn't know what to make of its most recent run, but, of course, it's a Harada Sun, and they generally improve the more experience they get. So, a nice gate. It might improve with the extra trip as well today, but... Gee, if they don't run to form here, Andrew, I wouldn't know what to do. 1:5:14.9, mate.
All right, we'll cross the fingers there for Johnny Bateman as well. Let's move to race five. First leg of the Quaddie, a benchmark 55. And with Tab Fix Dodge, Red Dream at 7. Awake the Stars at 7:50. Illyrian at 5. Hello China, 41. Gresham Station, 26. Matrimony at 6. Veruska, number 8 for Peter and Paul Snowden at $2.90. Eden Road at 7:50, the 10 horses at 101, so too the 11, La Vitesse Rush at 34, and Seething Drake is at $13. So, John, again, the Snowden's very prominent here today, and they're right here with Veruska.
Yeah, look, not much between these two, the 7 and the 8. They met at Newcastle back on the 20th of May. I'm going to go the other way, 7, 8, 3, 13. I'm going to go with Matrimony. Look, I don't think Gosford was a cup of tea the other day. They went slow in the race. Only other run, he's raced like a stayer, she has raced like a stayer in both her runs. So she gets to the right trip, the big track. Jeff Penza, what a season he's having. Obviously, he's going to have some type of plan here from the outside gate. You don't get a long run to the first corner, and if you're deep, you might never get in. So... Jeff will work it out for sure. Look, Veruska, who's drawn outside him, she's been good, as I mentioned. They met at Newcastle two back, and then it went to Canterbury in a 15:50. So it's going to be suited to stepping up in trip. Third run for it today, and he cost it a Largo. Look, I think this is terrific value. Awake the Stars at 7:50. It's drawn to get a few favours in the run today. It was good two starts back at Canberra, and then it certainly wasn't disgraced. It looked a little bit one-paced last time. But Wildflower won the race. She's come out and won in town. So Wildflower, Vorku, Clues Bay, I think that's much stronger form than this. And of course, well, it was a class too. So it can run well for sure. I don't think there's that much between them as the market suggests, but we'll find out. And look, 13 down the bottom on his home track, he's Seething Drake. I thought with the right runner, could get into the place in here. 7, 8, 3, 13 in the first leg of the quaddie, Andrew.
Righto, to race number 6, the benchmark 60 over the mile. Toppy comes out. You've got Linwell at $4.20, Irenic at 23, One Touch for Clary Connors at 8.50, Supreme Lad at $12, Horsey McHorseface, got to mention in Punters Postmortem, currently at $5, Ultimate Fancy at $2.25, Tramp at 26, then down the bottom, Lighty to 90 at 81, and Sunjean at $8.50. John, Ultimate Fancy, opened today at 270. They've backed it. It's the one for Kim War at the moment, $2.25.
Yeah, it's clearly on top, Andrew. 8, 2, 6, and 7. There's not a hole in her form anywhere at all. Ran into Savinia last time at Gosford. Got back away. It was pretty strong late. The run behind that, beyond Ready Set Thing, was even better. He dropped the whip that day. I know Ready Set Thing cleaned it up down the outside, but her runs have all been good. The win at Newcastle was solid in that 60 benchmark race there. There's speed in the race with Sunjean and the like, and look, she just stands out a fair bit here. Linwell, well, he's putting the unbeaten run on the line here. Gee, well weighted after the claim. He got a lot go his way last time, a fast run race. And Jason Collett rode him a beautiful pace race. He was too strong. he'll obviously be right there again somewhere. Six Supreme Lad, look, he's been very hard. He's a hard horse to catch, and he looked a very hard horse to ride. He won't jump, wants to pull like a steam train. Nick Haywood, he's won on him. He's only had one ride on him for a win. So this just might be the right type of race. If the tempo is good, I just don't know how much start he'll give away. He's got to give up that standing in the barriers business. And look, seven, best of the rest, Horsey McHorseface. He's got a real cult following. I made it very hard to beat here, the eight. 8, 2, 6, and 7, Andrew.
Righto. The second last, the benchmark 65 over the 1,400. Toppy comes out. Kiddo number two. The shorty at $2.20 with tab fixed odds at the moment. Mr. Tickets at $4. Slick Speed, 10. I'm No Phony at 10. Down to 9. Giant's Daughter at 9. Sir Barb at 14. A Sharpay number 12 at $7. And Flies Away number 13 is at 19. So Kiddo, it opened this morning at $3.20. It very much quickly jumped into around $2. It's now just eased out a little bit, John, for Joe Pride and Corey Brown. Maybe this is the one that Corey's coming for.
Yeah, we'll certainly be grabbing Corey and interviewing him about these rides, and we'll get to the bottom of it, Andrew. Don't worry about that. 2.935. I'll have to go with Kato for Joe Pride, and he's a nice Beneteau horse. First couple of runs were very good. Gosford there, and he went to the paddock after Gosford. A couple of those placings beyond Credible Wizards, Radical Impact, that's strong form. Then he went around in a Saturday race, and then midfield last time at Canterbury. Didn't really like it when he got in behind them there. He wanted to pull. He crashed into the fence. It all went pear-shaped for him. He's had 26 days and gets to the 1,400. Drawn outside them is probably a good thing for him. So you get a reasonable run from that 1,400-metre start. So Corey will just use the kid gloves here on him, I'm sure. And I think if he relaxes well, the 1,400 is going to suit him. So Kato on top for me. I had to have Giant's Daughter in. She's been very good on this track. And Teresa Bate up having a wonderful run. And just so that combination is very, very good indeed. I'm down the track at Rose Hill behind Cottage. Of course, a Saturday race there. The run before that but beyond Pelotronius was a beauty. And look, it's always raced. Two wins from five starts and a second on the track. So it's going to be in there somewhere for sure. Three, well, I had to put him in there somewhere, Mr. Tickets. He got the beautiful run. He looked to make pretty heavy weather of it. I don't know. He might be just that type of horse. He's only ever going to just win. But these are a bit better horses than what he faced the other day, but nonetheless, you can only win. And five on Tony. We'll put some speed into the race. It's a beautiful ride from Robbie Brewer on it the other day at Bathurst, and it was a solid win the run before that here. So shooting for the hat trip, I've got it in there, best of the rest. 2.935, very hard to beat the two, Andrew.
Okay, the one down the bottom for Johnny Sargent, is it pronounced a Sharpay?
A Sharpay, yeah.
The
blinkers on today, has it?
Yeah,
the blinkers on today.
It's interesting. It opened at 15. It got to 7, which it is right now. It got 7.750 and now 7. So it's one that's been expected longer odds at this time of the day. We'll wait and see how it plays out later on, race 7 at 3.15. But anyway, that's the story there. Let's move to the last, the class 1, and we've got More Moe. Number 1 is Tab Fixed Odds, 18. Radradra, 8. Crafty Tycoon at 7.50. Bjorn Baker's runner, Danzy, number 4, $1.65. Counterfire at 8. Poets Dash at 51. Hurricane Harbour at 10. Down to, John, Aaron Dissamay at 11. Roya's Dream at 34. And then the bottom two, 101 Her Highness and Oscar Time at 151. So another shorty here, John. Danzy number 4 opened $1.85. It's now 165 for Bjorn Baker and Jason Collett.
Yeah, apologies in advance. I think it's the best bet of the day. I think he's quite progressive. I was hoping to get a little bit better odds about him, but the 4, 5, 3, and 10, Andrew. I watched him come back to scale the other day, and I spoke to the guy from Bjorn Baker's, and he had a good blow, this horse. He worked a little bit in the run, and he knows where the line is. He had two nice trials before he went to the races in May, but I think he's progressive, and I'm certain he's going to improve on that first up run. I think the extra 100 will suit him, and he might just get a little bit of easier run in transit today. So I'm going to go with Danzy. I'll make him the good thing of the day on a tough day. Look, Counterfire I thought was terrific when he won first up at Nowra. It was a a strangely run race, and he was wide with cover. He just had the right lead into the race, and he just done enough to beat Matrix. He's given him 22 days off Johnny Bateman, but I think he seems to have come back nicely. Some of his form last time, I know it was over further, but he'll handle the 1,400. I think that's the Quinella for sure. Look, three, a crafty tycoon, gets the blinkers on, struggling to break through, but it hasn't been beaten far. Its last run off that 51-day break was pretty solid. It loomed up. Look, got dragged back in a little bit of traffic there, but I don't know where they'll go. It's drawn deep here today with the blinkers on the first time. Corey Brown will work out one way or the other. And, Dan, I can help you with this one. Aaron Distamant, Andrew, this is... This is what they call the areas, like a council area in France, mate.
Okay.
I thought I'd never try and tackle this, but Aaron Distamant is a like a region in France, like a province or something, yep. Something like that, mate.
Righto.
It's best of the rest. It's best of the rest, and it trialled quite okay recently. So, for the good thing from 5.3.10, mate.
Yeah, as you say, markets fluctuate at the moment, 165. We'll just see. We might get a bit better on that later on in the afternoon.
Well, let's cross our fingers, Andrew. But he looks a progressive horse. So, look, if you're winning, you could throw the lot on him. If you're losing, you might have to dive right in to get out or try that Quinella.
Understand. All right, mate. Well, we'll hear you right through the day with the very latest with interviews and the late mail through the day, mate. Thanks for your time.
Always a pleasure, Andrew. Good punting.
Good on you, mate. And let's hope that fog lifts down at Goulburn. At the moment, quite foggy still. The first race is an hour and 10 minutes away. We're on a soft five. Mitch Manners will join us at around just before 20 past 11 to set up the day there. Let's hope by that stage that fog has cleared. Coming up after our sports break and also a little ad break, we'll be going to Dave Carlson. He'll be joining us with Going Greyhounds. Plenty of rap on the Peter Mosman Classic, the Albion Park Gold Cup. Will go to the UK. Lots of other news coming up on Going Greyhounds straight after this sports break with Gemma Cutting. Morning to you, Gemma.
Good morning, Andrew. Brooks Koepka has won his first major championship at the US Open. The 27-year-old American fired a final round 5 under par 67 to finish at 16 under, equaling the tournament's lowest total score to a par set by Rory McIlroy in 2011. Queensland 5'8" Jonathan Thurston has suffered an injury scare in an opposed training session for the Maroons yesterday. He fell to the ground under heavy contact with what appeared to be a knee injury, but after receiving treatment from staff, the veteran playmaker was able to complete the session. Maroons coach Kevin Walters told the Big Sports Breakfast that while they'll know more today about how sore he is pulling up, they're 99.9% sure JT will be right to play Wednesday night.
I'll be 99.9, I reckon.
Beautiful.
TK, we're pretty confident about it, particularly with him finishing the session. But, you know, it was heart and mouth stuff there for a while, and he's still... My percentages might be wrong. They weren't real good at school, my percentages, and I hope they're a little bit better than what they are now. But, we're hopeful that he'll be fine today. But, again, you don't know. But,
sure. Yeah,
that's for sure.
Team New Zealand have taken a 3-0 lead over Team USA in the America's Cup, and Andre Ward has defeated Sergey Kovalev by TKO in the eighth round of their light heavyweight title rematch. This is Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
Racing HQ is brought to you by Tab's Bundle Bet Multi. Combine your racing bundle bet legs with all your favourite sports to create the ultimate multi. Gamble responsibly.
Sky Sports Radio covers carnival racing all round Australia,
including the Northern Territory.
Don't miss the top end's best bets from Darwin's Andrew O'Toole, Saturday and Sunday mornings between 11 and 12
on Racing HQ.
Provides the perfect home office solution with a bonus print and protect pack with any